Reformation Platform Media. And now, we present to you God's Word, which is able to save your soul. Please, listen with your heart as the servant of God brings us the Word of Life.
In Jesus' most precious name. We'll take the song together. Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? It's in that paper that they give to you.
Thank you.
Writer said,
Olukorin na ko wipe,
when the bridegroom cometh, will your robes be white?
Nigbati eni na ba de si aso re yo si mo.
Will your soul be ready for the mansion's bride?
Se okan re yo mura fun ile didan ni.
Are you washed in the blood of the lamb?
Je ati fo mo ninu ejin odu agutan.
In just one word before we sit down, let us talk to the Lord.
Ni oro kan ki a to joko eje aba Olorun soro.
We saw that drama.
Awere ori itage.
Everywhere I'm still pushing you away so that I can do my own way.
Gbogbo ona to je pe mo fi nti o seyin ki n ba le se ife ara mi.
Everywhere I'm still binding you instead of binding the devil.
Ti o je pe mo si n fi iwo Olorun bu to je pe esu lo ye ki n fi bu.
Lord, please.
Olorun jo,
have mercy on me today.
Saanu fun mi loni.
And teach me.
Say, call me
how to overcome.
Ona ti mo fi le body
even on such issues in the name
Lori
of Jesus.
Lori oro awon iru awon oro bayi.
Please let us pray.
Eje agbadura si Olorun.
In Jesus' most precious name we have prayed.
Oruko Jesu ni agbadura.
Amen.
Amen.
Please let us sit down.
Ejo eje ajoko.
We thank God for how far He has led us in the last 3 days.
Adupe lowo Olorun bi o tin dare wa fun bi ojo meta seyin.
We have been talking about knowing the times.
Asin so nipa mimo akoko.
And a lot has been said in the last 3 days.
Ohun pipo ni a si ti so ni ojo meta seyin yi.
But since this morning,
sugbon lati owuro yi,
God has been speaking to us.
Olorun ti n ba wa soro
on just a single topic.
Lori koko kan.
That's what we did in the morning.
Ohun la se loro ana.
It's what we did in the afternoon.
Ohun la se lasan.
It's still what we are going to do again this evening.
Ohun na la tun se loru yi.
And that topic is
koko yi ni
the danger
awon ewu
or the dangers
awon ewu
that can occur
ti o le jeyo abi to le jeyo
when the night is far spent.
Ngba ti oru ba butan abi lo tan.
The dangers
awon ewu
that can occur
ti o le jeyo
when the night when it is far spent
ti oru ba lo tan.
And you know, we have been taking our expository studies from John chapter 13.
Eran ti wi pe ibi ti a tin keko gbo
and we had, you know, I think we have taken the verse 1, the verse 2, the verse 3, the verse 4. I think we stopped in verse 5 in the afternoon. Please, I want to plead with you.
Mo fe ro wa.
You need to be very sensitive this night.
Agbodo ni oye ni molara ni oru yi.
There's something about God. You know that when we were praying in some of the prayer sessions,
gbati a n gba adura ni awon akoko adura wa kan,
we said that
aso wipe
no matter how mighty what we have seen,
ko si bi ohun ti a ti ri se ni agbara to.
If God is calling a meeting for 4 days,
ti Olorun ba n pe apejo fun ojo merin,
no matter how mighty whatever happens before God finishes speaking.
Kò sí gbogbo ohun tó ti ṣẹlẹ̀ kí Ọlọ́run tó parí ọ̀rọ̀ rẹ̀ sọ.
You remember that we said that God will not say that because so many mighty things have happened and he still has some things to say, he will not say no problem. Since it is, you know, it has happened and it is this big, no problem again, we are not doing anything again.
Aranti wipe nitori pe Olorun ti soro pupo ka so pe e pare e ma lo ko si nkan ta tun fe gbo mo.
And the word of God says,
oro Olorun si so,
better is the end of a thing
dara dara ni opin ohun gbogbo
than the beginning thereof.
Do ibere le lo.
You see, you know, we have had so many moments in this meeting.
Ati ni awon iriri orisirisi akoko re ninu ipago yi.
A lot of moments of being sober.
Awon akoko ironu dile.
But actually,
but sibesi,
compared to the things God will be speaking about to us this evening,
ta ba se apiwe re pelu ohun ti Olorun yo ba wa soro le lori ni oro yi,
it will look as if we have not even had any sober moment at all.
Yo dabi pe ati eti ni arojinle kankan lataro.
Remember that the word of prophecy that came forth,
eran ti aso tele to jade lo,
is that Jesus Christ is coming back soon.
Wi pe Jesu nbo laipe,
and he has asked us to come together.
O si ti so fun wa pe ka parapo
so that he can warn us,
ki o ba le kilo fun wa,
so that we can shape up,
ka ba le joko daada.
By the grace of God,
pelu ore ofe Olorun,
we are trusting God,
a n gbekele Olorun,
that as you go over to all the places that you came from,
we pe bi a ti n lo si gbogbo ibi ta ti wa,
at an appointed date,
ni akoko kan,
you return and we'll give you a CD of this meeting.
A o pada wa, a o si fun oni bi ti a ka gbogbo awon oro yi si.
We are not selling this one.
A ta eyi nipa ori of you. A o fun oni.
The purpose is that so that all your loved ones and everybody you know, you can give it to them too, so that they can listen and they can be warned.
Eredi ni pe gbogbo awon ore re ati ara re to feran ko ba le fun won ka won na ba le gbo.
You remember that in the afternoon session,
eran ti ni osan,
God rained down fire upon our hearts.
Olorun rojo ina si gbogbo okan wa,
and the altars of our hearts received, you know, freshness again.
Pepe okan wa si gba otun.
We also remember that that session started with God talking to us that Jesus he poured water into the basin.
Eran ti wi pe a bere nipa bi Jesu se bu omi sinu awo koto kan,
and that he began to wash the feet of the disciples.
Yo si bere sin we ese awon omo leyin re nu
with water.
Pelu omi yi.
And a lot was said in that session about how we should make sure that it is the Lord that pours water into our basin.
A si so ohun pupo nipa bi a se gbodo je ki Olorun fun ara re ko ma da omi sinu awo koto okan wa.
Even in that same session, we experienced God washing our feet again, you know, with the way he was speaking to us, and we could just see clearly that God was speaking with precision.
As he rebuilt Olorun se ba wa soro ti awa fara mo pe Olorun ba wa soro tara lai le ye.
So by the grace of God,
glory of Olorun,
we will begin this evening.
I obey Lord
from that place in John chapter 13:5.
Ni ese karun Johanu ori keta la yen,
and it says,
o si ka pe
just
with
John 13:5.
One ori ketala ese karun.
If you are there, please say amen.
Se aba ti ri e sami.
It says, after that he poured water into a basin.
Leyin na o bu omi sinu awo koto kan,
and began to wash the disciples' feet.
O si bere si ma n we ese awon omo leyin re,
and to wipe them with the towel wherewith he was guarded.
O si fi gele ti o fi di amore nu won.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So, you know, we have taken the phrase, after that he poured water into a basin.
Ati sasaro lori nigba ti o si mu omi to si bu sinu awo koto kan.
We have also expounded on the phrase he was washing the feet of the disciples with water.
Ati ti pin oro na jade daada yele yele pe o si bere si n we se awon omo leyin re.
So where we will begin from this evening is, and to wipe them with the towel wherewith it was guarded.
Ibi ta o ti wa bere loro yi ni o si fi gele o si n fi gele ti o fi di amore inu won.
First of all,
akoko,
why is there a need to wipe or dry their feet?
Ilo de ti o tun gbodo nu omi ese won ti o si gbodo gbe.
Is it not enough that the Lord has washed my feet?
Se ko to fun Olorun ko kan sa wo ese mi.
Is it that it's not enough that once God has washed my feet, I am cleansed?
Se mi o de mi mo nigba to ba ti wo ese mi ni.
Amen.
Amen.
There are some reasons there.
Awon koko kan wa nibe, awon idi kan.
And you see, this particular study, it will lead us to a dangerous point that so many Christians will fall into in this end time, according to the word of prophecy.
Eko yo mu wa lo sinu awon ewu ti o le wa wa Christiani ti a ba sora gege bi aso tele yi ni akoko to nlo yi.
But before we get to that point,
e a to lo si bi,
I want to show us something here.
Mo fe fi ohun kan won wa ni bi.
The Bible says,
Bibeli so wipe,
after he washed their feet,
nigba ti o ti wo ese won nu tan,
he now took towel,
o wa mu gele,
that he wrapped around himself. He was using it to clean their feet. And we are saying, why is that one necessary again? First of all, I need us to realize something. When we take a bath, after we have been dirty or we have sweated, the water that is useful for our cleansing, I want to ask us a question. Does it stay on the surface of our body? Does it? What does it do? Eh? I think it goes into the body.
Abi?
Why is it that when you finish having your bath,
wet, huh?
Why not you just come out from the bathroom like that without using the towel? What is the importance of toweling yourself down so that you can be dry? I'm still coming to the actual use of towel and stuff like that. But I'm sure that we realize that when we take our bath, whether you wash your feet or your whole body or something, the water that is needful at that time for your cleansing goes into your body. In the same way, when we are washed by the water of the word of God, the one that is going to cleanse us and do a miracle in our lives, it is the one that goes into us. Amen.
Amen.
You know, I wrote down here in my notes, just like when I take a bath and the water that refreshes and renews me is not the extra that is on my body surface. It has already entered into my skin, reopening its pores and refreshing me. It is the same with the word of God that washes me as water. Its impact, if God is the one doing the washing, must be first of all internal, then its effect will be felt externally. If I will be clean and restored to God daily, the Lord will focus more and more on my internal conversion. He will focus more on my internal conviction. And he will focus on my internal conformity to the image of Jesus. That's the first reason. Whatever word that God speaks to you that will do anything. If it is not received with meekness and with gravity within. Alright, it is not received with meekness and gravity within yourself. Whatever God has sent that word for will become aborted. That will not become our portion in the name of Jesus. If we are not going to be ambushed by the externalities of hypocrisy. What's hypocrisy in Yoruba?
Agabagebe.
When men will be thinking that we are actually working with God, but as Jesus said in Revelation 3, he said, I know that you have a name, that you are alive, but actually you are dead.
See, or if you are banishing, see what only Ruko, Odeya Pataki, Subaninore, Oti Doku.
Every word that God sends must work first of all within.
Boboro, Tiolombara, open a cough, she sent Nino.
Every washing must begin within. All the externalities of, you know, the washing that men sees outside. If it doesn't begin with internal cleansing, we will just be people who are hypocrites. And you know, it will actually be better if God didn't send this word than sending it, and that is what it can achieve in our life. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I want us to look at something briefly. Then we will move on. Well, let us look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 4.
And
we are going to just read verse 1. Yes. Are we there? Okay, if you are there, please can you read for us? Amen.
In Jele Akoto Ara, awa nbe yin, awa si nba yin ni yon juni nun Jesu Oluwa wa, pe bi yin ti ba lowa wa, bi yin iba ti ma rin, ti yin iba si ma wu Olorun, ani gege bi yin ti rin, ki yin le ma po, si waju si.
It says, furthermore, brethren.
Oni, in Jele Akoto Ara.
My translation here says, furthermore, brethren.
What does
furthermore mean there?
He says
no matter what has happened in the last 3 days,
there's
still a father to go with God.
So he's
saying furthermore.
He's
saying beyond whatever has happened. Brethren, we beg and admonish you. In virtue of our union with the Lord Jesus, that you follow the instructions which you have learned from us about how you ought to walk so as to please and gratify God. As indeed you are already doing in the last 3 days. That 3 days is not in the Bible. I'm the one that put it there. Because that is when we have started teaching you. Amen.
Hallelujah.
As indeed you are doing, and that you do so even more and more abundantly.
Kí ẹ bá lè máa ṣe bẹ́ẹ̀ sí lọ́pọ̀lọpọ̀ sí.
Attaining yet greater perfection in living this life.
Kí ẹ bá lè di pípé síbẹ̀ sí nínú gbígbé ayé yìí.
The Lord grant us understanding in the name of Jesus.
Ọlọ́run yóò fún wa ní ìmọ̀ ní orúkọ Jésù.
That place in John chapter 13 verse 5 says.
Jòhánù orí kẹtàlá ẹsẹ̀ kẹrin sọ wípé.
It says, and to wipe them with the towel wherewith he was guarded.
Láti fọ̀ wọ́n mọ́ àti nù pẹ̀lú gèlè tí ó fi di àmùrè.
Amen.
Àmì.
Let me show something.
Ẹ jẹ́ kí n ṣàfiwé wọn kan fún wa.
You know, another reason why Jesus needs to dry us after he has washed us.
Èrèdí tí Jésù gbọ́dọ̀ fi aṣọ nù wá kí a bá lè di gbígbẹ nígbà tí ó bá ti fọ̀ wọ́n mọ́.
It's just like when you wash your feet.
Ó dàbí ìgbà tí n bá fọ ẹsẹ̀ mi.
And you don't dry it.
Tí mi wá.
You know, if you now put on sandal or slippers, and you want to walk from here to the gate, what will the water on your skin be doing now? What will it be attracting? Do we understand now? Do we understand that? So if Jesus washes you,
see Jesus,
but before he finishes what he's doing, you have jumped out. Before he finishes, you know, drying, you say, yes, yes, I'm clean now, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know, after just doing like this, what's happening immediately? Immediately your leg starts to gather dust again. Amen. So even though God has done something internally, because many of us, we have not learned how to wait for drying after we have been washed and cleansed daily.
Nítorí ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ wa kì í dúró láti sọ wá di gbígbẹ nígbà tí Ọlọ́run bá ti fọ̀ wá mọ́ lójoojúmọ́.
So even though what God has just sent now, you know, it is already going inside us and is about to start doing something.
Bí ó tilẹ̀ jẹ́ pé ohun tí Ọlọ́run ti rán sí wa nísìnyí, ó ti ń wọnú wa, ó sì ti bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ṣiṣẹ́ kan.
But as we jump out without letting Jesus dry our feet.
Ìgbà tí a bá fòdìdé tí a bá gba Jésù láàyè láti fọ ẹsẹ̀ wa àbí láti sọ di gbígbẹ.
Immediately people start saying, it looks like you are more spiritual than you used to be.
Oh. Àwọn ènìyàn máa wòye pé wọ́n dà pé ìgbé ayé ẹ̀mí rẹ̀ tún ti gbọ́ ọ̀tún ju bó ṣe máa ń ṣe lọ.
Our flesh will not start gathering dust again.
Ẹran ara wa bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ń gbéraga, a wá máa kó iyẹ̀pẹ̀ sí.
It will not start jumping up.
Yóò wá máa fò sókè.
I say hallelujah.
A máa dúpẹ́ a
máa ní hallelujah. We are not like the rest of them.
A dàbí àwọn ìyókù.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
That is why several things that God wanted to do in our lives at different periods of time became aborted.
Èrèdí ló jẹ́ pé ohun tí Ọlọ́run fẹ́ ṣe nínú ayé wa ní àwọn ìgbà kan yóò dà pé kò ní ṣeé ṣe.
Because that moment when you just begin to pray now, maybe you used to pray for 30 minutes before, but when God start helping you for 1 week to pray for 1 hour.
Nítorí ìgbà bí ọgbọ̀n ìṣẹ́jú ló máa fi ń gbàdúrà tẹ́lẹ̀, Ọlọ́run wa ń ràn ọ́ lọ́wọ́ báyìí fún ọ̀sẹ̀ kan, o ti lè gbàdúrà fún wákàtí kan.
Instead of waiting for drying.
Nítorí dípò kó o dúró fún ká sọ di àbí ká nù ọ́ gbẹ.
The devil just reminds you, look at you now.
Satani a wa ran leti pe wo aye re.
We thank God.
Amo dupe lowo Olorun.
We are no longer praying 10 minutes 15 minutes prayer.
Agbadura iseju mewa iseju medogun mo.
We are no longer singing like this.
Akorin bayi mo.
Dide late isubu lola mi o fe.
Falling today rising tomorrow, I don't want it again.
It's just 1 week o.
Ose kan pere ma li.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So when our feet now gathers dust again,
by the
time Jesus now comes back,
he
may now need iron
sponge.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Because some of us, after we have gone like that,
torí ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ wa ń gbà tá a bá ti sá lọ báhun.
See, because you are thinking I'm exaggerating by saying iron sponge.
Bóyá ẹrù pé mo kàn ń sọ ọ́ dùn nítorí pé mo ní kankan irin.
Some of us, we don't return to that place where Jesus can cleanse us again for another 4 years.
Gbogbo wa ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ wa a lè má padà síbi tí Jésù ti lè fọ̀ wá mọ́ ẹ fún ọdún mẹ́rin sí.
And if you want to clean dust for 4 years.
Bàtí a bá fẹ́ fọ eruku tó ti wọnú ara èèyàn fún ọdún mẹ́rin.
I'm not talking of the one that happens once in a while.
Tí kì í ṣe ohun tí ń ṣẹlẹ̀ lóòrèkóòrè.
I'm talking of the one that happens every day.
Ohun tí ń ṣẹlẹ̀ lójoojúmọ́.
After 4 years.
Lẹ́yìn ọdún mẹ́rin.
Will you just put water in this, you know, in the basin and just use water to wash it?
Ṣé a kàn fi ju omi sínú àwokòtò ni?
You know that such feet has become adogun.
Irú ẹsẹ̀ bẹ́ẹ̀ yẹn ó ti burú jáì, ó ti dọ̀tí gan.
It has become adogun. It has become iron pot.
Amen.
Amen.
And
if we are going to be cleansed, and if we are going to be clean,
the
type of work that God has to do must be comprehensive again.
So that
type of thing will take one step forward.
Oh, yeah. I want to know if this can see what you
say. I'm saying that when he cleanses us with the word, but we don't allow him to dry us. Okay? It will not be like we have taken one step forward and 10 backwards. So we retrogress beyond how we progress. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. I will explain to us how to experience this drying. Just after I read some few things here. It says, another reason why the Lord will wipe my feet is the fact that after bathing or washing my feet, the water left outside on the surface will only attract sand or dust quicker than when my feet was initially dirty.
Èrèdí tí Ọlọ́run gbọ́dọ̀ nù mí gbẹ ni wípé ẹsẹ̀ mi tẹ́lẹ̀ rí kò kó eruku pọ̀, ṣùgbọ́n nísìnyí nítorí àwọn omi díẹ̀ tó bá wà ńbẹ̀ yóò wá kó eruku tó pọ̀ gan sí.
This is dangerous for my spiritual growth and my work with God.
Eléyìí léwu fún ìdàgbàsókè ẹ̀mí mi àti rírìn pẹ̀lú Ọlọ́run.
Whereas the water needed to wash my feet when administered entered into my body and produces a refreshing effect.
Omi yìí gbọ́dọ̀ wọ inú mi, ó sì gbọ́dọ̀ ṣe àwọn ohun ọ̀tun ni.
The water left on the surface just gives men a false impression of my standing with God.
Àwọn omi tó wà ní ìta á kàn máa purọ́ ní ìta fún àwọn ènìyàn ò ní rí ìrírí tó ń ṣẹlẹ̀ gan nínú mi.
And if left unchecked,
tí a bá wá wo,
this leftover surface water,
àwọn omi tó wà ní ìta ìkékeré kékeré wọn,
will only quickly attract my flesh, as men will now begin to respect me because of external evidence of washing that has not yet become a permanent internal experience of cleansing.
Yóò fàyè gba ẹran ara láti ṣiṣẹ́ nígbà tí àwọn ènìyàn bá bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ń boríyìn fún mi pé ọ̀gá ni. Yóò wá fàyè gba àwọn iṣẹ́ ara tí ò ti inú ẹ̀mí jáde.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So, how does this drying occur?
Báwo ni nínú ọgbẹ́ yìí yóò ṣe ṣẹlẹ̀?
How does it happen to us?
Báwo ló ṣe máa ń ṣẹlẹ̀ sí
wa? That even when we have experienced mighty cleansing,
ó jẹ́ pé ìgbà tí a bá ti fọ̀ wá nù ní ọ̀nà tí ó ní agbára,
we can still guard it.
A tún lè pa á mọ́.
So that our feet are dry before we now go out.
Débi pé ẹsẹ̀ wa yóò ti gbẹ ká tó lè jáde.
How does it happen?
Báwo ló ti ń ṣẹlẹ̀?
That God doesn't have to do one single work over and over and over again.
Pé Ọlọ́run ò ní nílò láti ṣiṣẹ́ kan lọ́nà méjì lọ́nà mẹ́ta sí ní gbogbo ìgbà.
It begins by internalizing what God is doing.
Yóò ṣẹlẹ̀ nípa sísọ ohun tí Ọlọ́run ṣe di ti inú.
Several of us,
ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ wa,
when God brings the water that he wants to use to wash us,
gbà tí Ọlọ́run bá gbé omi tí ó fẹ́ fi fọ̀ wá nù wá.
I know most of us here were adults.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ wa sọ pé àgbàlagbà ni wa.
No, I'm saying I know that most of us here were adults.
Mo mọ̀ pé ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ wa sọ pé àgbàlagbà ni
wa. So I don't think that when you want to have your bath,
mo mọ̀ àbí mo rò pé tí o bá fẹ́ wẹ̀ ní balùwẹ̀,
I don't think that it's just the water that you pour yourself immediately and that's that you have finished having your bath.
Kò ń somi tó bá kàn dà sórí lẹ́ẹ̀kan, òyìn ẹ túmọ̀ sí pé o ti wẹ̀ tán nìyẹn.
Àbí?
Àbí?
You know, it's either that, So actually what used to happen is this. When Jesus begins the initial washing, because it looks like you are having a semblance of a revelation. Remember what I said. I said what? Semblance. I'm not saying you have a revelation. I'm saying you are having a semblance. You are having what looks like a revelation. This is what we now jump out with. Do we understand it now? When all your friends now come, sister, let me tell you what God is speaking to me now. So instead of your feet to be inside buckets and allow the Lord to be doing the washing, and when he finishes the washing, then he can dry us completely. As the first level, you know, layer of water comes on top of it, we just bring our legs out and we're saying yes. Glory to God, something is happening to Amen. Am I following? Are you following? I don't know about you, but me, I've had this type of experience several times. Praise the Lord. A semblance of a revelation. So, what should have actually gone inside the whole body to bring refreshing? It has only entered a little. It has not yet taken root. I'm sure we remember last night when we were talking. Remember that we were saying that gifts jump up very quickly. Can you remember that we were saying that last night? And if you remember again, we said that a man cannot just have fruit of the Holy Spirit as quickly like that. We said that the fruit of the Holy Spirit must begin with a seed, because you know we said that you cannot just see a parcel of land and you just see fruit alone growing there. And seed does not automatically become fruit. No, seed becomes trees. Then the tree, when it is now mature, it will now begin to produce fruit. Please, is that not how it is? That's how it is. So it's the same with this issue of cleansing. When he washes us, until the word of God that God is using to wash us takes root. When it takes root, it will now germinate and become a tree. You see, it will take a lot of time. Because several times we have to keep watering it. Then we have to weed it. Then we'll be looking after it constantly to make sure it's growing healthily. And time will pass. It will now grow. Then it will grow to that level where it can now begin to produce fruit. At that point when it produces fruit, you'll now be seeing that even inside just one fruit, there will be several seeds. Please, am I making sense? So what we are saying is this. Whatever God is speaking to you as a person, whenever he is confronting you with his word, it's not that you should just jump out quickly you know, because you have a semblance of a revelation. If you do that, you'll be speaking beyond your life. Do you understand? It will, you know, it's just an external evidence of worship.
It
has not yet become an internal work of cleansing. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So, the period of waiting to grow in experiential knowledge with the Word of God, that is the period of drying. Because when you wash, when you finish washing your feet, and it is clean, and it is well dried, even if you now walk out around sand, please, will it cling to you again? You know it cannot cling to you again. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So this is what the Lord intends to do for us. And you see, there's the third point why the Lord had to dry their feet. Especially with the towel that he used to wrap around himself, is that it's only the Lord that can dry us. The Lord cannot do a work of cleansing. Then you not say, Lord, I just thank you for what you have done. It's okay now. You have tried. Please, can you hand me my towel? Then you now take the towel and now start cleaning it yourself. You don't understand what I'm talking about. Several of us used to do that too. God has done a work in your life. It is clear. It's clear that the doer is God. God is speaking a word. It is clear that God is talking to you. But the experience is not complete. You will not take another towel. Not the one that Jesus put on his own. You now quickly dab your feet. You don't understand. What that means is this. Instead of staying in the place of preparation and incubation, you have jumped out. You have jumped out. You see, we just thank God now. Just thank God now. I've seen several people who speak beyond their lives. They will speak beyond their lives. Then when circumstances confront them over what they have spoken, when they are now confronting them because they have said something, their lives will now fall away. You know, I will now start wondering, how come you had this much understanding and you just fell down? It is because such a person did not allow the Lord to finish the work of drying. I said it is the Lord that has to do the drying. What that means is this: between the time when God speaks to you and the time when you can now share what God has spoken to you, the time span between the two of them is that drying period. Please, do you understand what I'm saying? And you are not the determinant of that time. In the sense that, you know, the Lord is our trainer. Is that correct? Abi, he's our trainer. We are not the ones that train ourselves. Now, you cannot be part of, let's say, like two boxers now or two wrestlers. And at the same time, you are the referee. Does it make sense?
So
the two of us are fighting. Then I'll jump here again. Then I'll now be doing like this. You know it's not like that. If you watch a match like that, you know that the two of them, they don't know what they are doing. So it is the same thing. You know, we need to stay under training until our lives are whole. Several of us, maybe you are a young girl and you are thinking that you look at yourself and say, this year I'm 26. Won't somebody come and marry me? Amen. And actually God has just started talking to you about the making of a Christian woman. You will now carry that uncompleted revelation. You say, glory to God, I understand everything I need to understand now about relationship. Then whenever we are having night vigils like this, and the preachers are saying, tell God something that is paining you, all you will now be saying is this: husband comment. Husband comment. Husband comment. If he comes like that, he will beat you. You will beat yourselves. Amen.
Amen.
Because there has to be a period of trying.
Nítorí àkókò nínú gbẹ́ gbọ́dọ̀ wà.
Several people that God has called into ministry,
ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ àwọn tí Ọlọ́run ti pè sínú iṣẹ́ ìránṣẹ́,
they don't know that there's a difference between the time God calls a person,
wọn ò mọ̀ pé ìyàtọ̀ wà láàrin àkókò tí Ọlọ́run pè ènìyàn,
and the time when he actually starts doing the work,
àti ìgbà tí Ọlọ́run bá bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ṣiṣẹ́ náà.
You know, the difference between the two of them is the preparation time. Please, can I tell you? Because by tomorrow morning now you are going. You know, I know that many of us wish that, you know, let all of us just stay here like this if Jesus comes. You know, if it's like that, no problem. Except that you have to go home. And you see, because of that, you need to have a complete understanding of what God is saying. You need to have a complete understanding of how to walk with this same truth when you are no longer here and no other brethren is around. There is a period of drying. So that means you cannot be speaking beyond your life. Because God speaks to you a revelation. But it has not yet become experiential knowledge. Because it has not yet entered into your life. Because you have not yet walked with it. Because you have not yet proved it. And you now jump out and you start using it to talk. When the devil comes and he wants to confront you, you know what you'll be saying?
I'll
be saying, the Bible says in Samson chapter 2. That's what you'll be saying. Can I tell you something? These same messages that God has been bringing to us in the last 3 days, there are portions that God spoke that I am not permitted to teach. Do you understand what I'm saying? I just mentioned it. I didn't explain it because I've not experienced it. I know it is the truth. I've not been to that point before in my life. I know it will take me deeper, but I've not touched it before. In fact, the little I've been touching, you know, whenever they say we should do Bible study and stuff, you know, you see that you just not see. You know, the little I've been touching, I've been seeing change in my life. But even as I'm speaking to you now, I am not permitted by God to speak about it. Because if I speak about it, you may carry away something that is not yet formed in me. Do you understand that now? Since you came here in the last 3 days, you saw the way God was moving with us. Am I correct or not? Did we form anything? Did we just try and do something? You know, sometimes when you want people to pray well, you not just encourage them and just say some things or do something. Did we do it like that? You know that we're just following the Lord. And we're just letting him take the lead. It is the same. Don't be excited. Don't be too excited to quickly jump out and talk. The fire that God has battered upon your altar, if you will carry it for a long time. I don't know how many of you that lived in a village. You know that at a point when they make fire, sometimes to be burning well. I'm not talking of our own time when we have kerosene. You understand? I'm not talking about that. It's, you know, just wood, ordinary wood. There's a period for fanning. They just fan it like this. Then they put the wood together. And somehow flame will burst forth. A time is coming when they say that OTK.
It has burned so well. And it has become fire, Abi.
Praise the Lord. Are you catching it now? Many of us, when small flame just start to come out,
bring the wood out of the fire.
See, everybody see, I have fire.
So
by the time you reach the second or third person, you just have the wood that is smoking. So by the time circumstances confront you, for which was the reason why God sent that word, you now have no defense. Then you now fall back again, even beyond the point that you were before. The Lord grant us understanding in the name of Jesus. So we continue. I'm sure we understand now what I mean by drawing. In verse 6, the Bible says, then cometh he to Simon Peter. And Peter said, Lord, dost thou wash my feet? Are you going to wash my feet? Then Jesus answered and said unto him, what I do now, thou knowest not now, but thou shalt know hereafter. Amen.
Amen.
Peter sat down as Jesus was washing everybody's feet.
Peter was
wondering, what is wrong with these people that they are allowing the Lord to wash their feet? Then when Jesus got to him, and he brought the basin, so Peter, put your feet in. He said, Lord, you are the Lord now. How will you be washing my feet again? Several of us, we don't understand the necessity of this personal cleansing. And I'm praying for you today that you will not be a person whose Bible speaks to other people.
I'm saying
your own personal Bible. He speaks to other people. But it does not speak to you. Amen.
Amen.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
And you are with...
He said, Lord, why do you want to wash my feet? The Lord says, see, what I want to do, you don't understand it now. You don't understand it now. You know, I remember periods when God will ask us to just stay in one place. You will not be able to come out. You will not be able to even go and preach. Even when you are feeling zealous as if you want to go and preach, God
will
say,
it's
not time. You are not done yet.
Oh, see, did not
turn. You are not done yet.
Oh, see, did not turn.
I used to wonder, oh God, why?
Oh, my God, kilo day.
You know, until some time now. When I now see the type of people that have mounted the pulpit,
I
now understood what God was trying to do. When some people just say, thus saith the Lord, it's not that God told them anything.
No.
And they, you know, they don't understand that the Bible says that cursed is the man who speaks when God has not sent
him.
Some of them, the way they even promote offering. You know, it was when I started going about, and maybe I go to meetings and I see the way some men will just behave, that I understood the necessity for this cleansing. Imagine a man of God that has not been cleansed from looking at women's buttocks. And now he's a Jew. You know, it's an accident waiting to happen. Praise the Lord. Are you getting it now?
Enjoy your abay.
So God would rather have you sit down in a secret place where he's forming you and he's making you. Where he's forming you and he's making you. Even when you are surprised, God, must you always talk about everything? He will say, yes, I have to talk to you about everything. Because if I don't talk to you about everything, that's how you go outside and you are going to become a disappointment. You will now be disappointing me. You will now be bringing shame to my name. You know, in Romans chapter 2, the Bible says, in one of the verses there, it says that through you the name of God is blasphemed among the Gentiles, as it is written. So if the name of God will not be blasphemed in your life, just like that drama that we watched, you know, and even though God was telling her that, come. That was it. Shebi, you say you are a Christian. Let me tell you, the worst thing anybody can say about you is not that you're a bastard. It's not that you're an idiot. The worst thing people can say about you is either, and they are carrying Bible. Shebi, you say you are a Christian. When that happens to you, I hope you know God is recording everything in heaven.
What
people can say that about you? It means that your life has become a point of stumbling. So when people get to that point, they say, we thought that Jesus was not used to behave like this. Why is this one like this? Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Do we understand it now? So if the Lord does not finish his work of cleansing and we allowing him to do whatever he wants to do in washing us,
ti Olorun ba pari ise iwenumo re ta si gba laye lati se gbogbo ohun to fe se nu aye wa.
If we don't get over our shock with the fact that God will speak to your life over every issue.
Ti a yawo si ja pe Olorun bodo soro nipa ohun gbogbo fun aye wa.
We too will not be saying like Peter.
Awa na yo ma wi bi Petelu.
Ah, do you want to always wash me?
They will be my for me nigba gbogbo ni.
Why are you taking so much time to wash me?
Kilo ye to fin lu akoko to po lati for me mo.
Let me ask you a question.
E je nbere bere kan lowo wa.
Between clothes that you just wear at home.
Laarin aso to nwo ni ile
and the one you wear out.
Ati to nwo nita,
which one do you take more care of?
Ewo lo man toju du.
Eh? Is it not the one that you wear out?
Se kin se ita nwo jade.
Do you understand? So if God is going to expose you publicly, if he's going to use you and you are going to become something in his hand, I'm sure you are understanding now why God has to spend so much time washing you. How and why God is interested in everything that you want to do. Because if only what God has interest in or in your life is just your spiritual life, and he's not even speaking to you about which particular job you should do for your daily living. You know, you may go and start doing yahoo yahoo. Or you may even start to do some things that God in his own plan for you, that's not his plan for you. Please, are we getting this? I have also found out that this issue of cleansing and drying, it is one of God's, you know, fundamental ways by which he touches a man's life and a man's work. I hope you know that your work is not the same thing as your life. So many people who are doing Christian work today, they have no life. They have no internal life to carry the work. So if the Lord is not washing you, and but that look at you now, you are part of the choir. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And God is not washing you. You too, you come to choir stand, you are singing. You know, because you have thought that Christianity is a religion. And you don't know that the devil is looking at you. He's looking at you. And you know, let's even say that that church is now a church that is on fire. And that, you know, the whole church is dealing with the devil and his people. When they are now looking for a scapegoat, I'm sure you know who they just come and
knock
the door. Abi? It is the person that is not serious. It is the person that is saying like Peter, ah, Lord, why do you want to wash my feet? The Lord grant us understanding in the name of Jesus. Jesus said to him, Peter, if I don't wash you, you cannot have a part with me.
Iwako ni pe Lord of me.
Do we understand now?
You have it.
If I don't do what to
be a make over well.
If I don't wash you. If I don't wash you.
Be a make over well.
If I'm not the one that is doing the washing. You will have no part in me. Because Peter said after Jesus has told him that, what I want to do now, you don't understand. He said, you will not wash my feet.
Oh no,
no, what kind of thing is this? You won't wash my feet. Jesus said, if I don't wash you, there is no how. It is impossible that you will now have a part with me. I don't know whether you realize that the Bible says about us in the book of Romans. That we are heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. Jesus is saying there, if I'm not washing you so that you become like me, the path that should be your own in the kingdom of God, the inheritance that you should receive, I cannot share something with someone that we are not sharing the same nature. Do we understand what I'm talking about? It's not possible. Because flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Neither does corruption inherit incorruption. So he said, I have to wash you. You want to be part of what I'm doing? Not even just when you get to heaven. But if you will not just, you know, just get married and become a baby producing machine. If that's not how you want to end, if that is not how you want to end, then you have to allow him to wash you for as long as he wants. Because the more he washes you, do you actually understand that the more you become like him, in the name of Jesus?
Amen.
I'll take one more thing here, then I'll go to where we are going to in this meeting that should be the peak.
Oh lo si oro kan si a wa lo si bi ti a o ti soro to se pogi ibi to je koko ibi opin ipago yi.
So when Jesus said that to Peter, that if I don't wash you, you can't have any part with me. The Bible now says in verse 9, Simon Peter said unto him, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. Jesus said unto him, he that is washed needeth not save to wash his feet, but is clean every week. And you are clean, but not all. Amen.
Amen.
From the Message translation, it says, Jesus said, if you have had a bath in the morning, you only need your feet washed now, and you'll be clean from head to toe. My concern, you understand, it is holiness, not hygiene. So now you are clean, but not every one of you. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So why is it that the cleansing that Jesus will do is a repeated thing? Why is it that it is a constant and continuous process? The reason is this. He said, we are clean,
only at the minimum,
that is, you are already justified.
At the,
you remember how we dealt with that yesterday?
And
you are justified.
At the,
but you need to be sanctified. You are clean, but not all. You are clean.
At the minimum,
it is true that I made you clean, but I need to daily push sin out of your life. But I need to produce the fruit of the Holy Spirit daily in you. But I need to conform you constantly to the image of Jesus. So you are clean, but not completely. Amen. Please, do we understand this?
Do you understand this?
I hope you are not sleeping. If you are not sleeping, say hallelujah.
Say hallelujah.
Okay, it's about 60% or something.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Are we getting this now? The Lord said, yes, you are clean. But if I ask you on the issue of anger,
lori oro ibinu,
are you exactly now like Jesus?
Say o ti dabi Jesu.
On the issue of sin and temptation,
lori ese ati idewo,
are you now exactly like Jesus?
Say o ti dabi Jesu.
So you understand now why we need to be cleansed.
Nje awa ti moye eredi ta gbadọ ma di mimo ba e.
And we understand now why he needs to dry up our feet after he cleanses us.
Eredi to fi gbadọ we ese wa to fi gbadọ nu gbe nigba to wa ti we nu.
The Lord grant us understanding in Jesus.
Ọlọrun ko fun wa ni oye ni oruko Jesu.
Having listened to the undiluted word of God, we implore you to respond to this message prayerfully. Remember, it is what you do with what you hear that brings about transformation. For further inquiries or counsel, or for more information on our discipleship labors, please contact us on 080-8133-85386 080-7455-8177 081-409-9123-1 or visit our blogspot at www.reformationplatform.com.
When it's all been said and done, there is just one thing that matters. Did I do my best to live for truth? Did I live my life